And now this is a dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Witbeck, W-I-T, as in today, B as in boy, E-C-K, April 2443, address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow up for Mr. Witbeck, S-I-A-D-H, comes accompanied with wife. He's been very strict on diet, has lost weight from 151 to 145, also careful with the fluid, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding, no problems with infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, there is nocturia three times. Follows cardiology, Dr. Melana, M-E-L-L-A-N-A, has a pacemaker. Minor light headedness on standing. Review system done extensively being negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas Eliquis beta blockers. Today weight 145, blood pressure 116.78. No rhalgwisses, no respiratory distress, has a pacemaker, appears regular, a systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, non-focal, slender build. Next paragraph, chemistries, March, normal kidney function, no anemia, low sodium 132, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic hyponatremia, hyposmolality, secondary to SIADH, prior urine sodium osmolality, suggestive of that, with sodium in the hundreds and osmolality in the 500s, with normal kidney function, normal thyroid, normal potassium acid base, no evidence of adrenal insufficiency. This is not a sodium problem. This is a water balance problem. Continual relative fluid restriction under 64 ounces. Encourage more protein intake. Blood test every 6 months will be enough. He understands the number will not go back to normal, but if we can keep it above 130, he will not have major symptoms. All questions answered, end of dictation.